Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with Dyckman Hartford boys basketball coach Alex Tagtoe. As we start the month of February here, hard to believe we're already to this point, but appreciate the time as always here, Coach. Let's just talk about your last week of games. 1-2 last week. You got a win over Sumner Fredericksburg on Tuesday, a couple of losses against Roland Story and Hudson to close out the week. What was kind of your take on those last few games?
Yeah, busy week for us. Two games on the road and a non-conference kind of sandwich in between those. So kind of a long stretch for us. Tuesday, excuse me, Tuesday, good start to the week. Getting the win on the road is always great. And then honestly, two really good teams to close out the week and didn't quite go our way, but, still got games left and room to grow for us.
Yeah, certainly. And looking at the stats from the games against Roland Story and Hudson, looks like under 30% for both of those games shooting. So, what kind of seemed to be giving you the most trouble offensively? Was it just not getting good looks? Was it just bad luck to an extent? What's kind of your take on that?
Yeah, we definitely didn't shoot it well in either of those games. That's always difficult to deal with. Both games were a little bit similar. We saw a lot of zone in both games. Very different Thursday to Friday night with kind of the personnel and the way they were doing that, but also similar in the way that we saw zone for all 32 minutes both games in a row. We got some decent looks in both games that I think we're capable of making that didn't drop for us. So, sometimes you have a little bit of a shooting slump that maybe lasts a day or two, and it's kind of unfortunate that those are back to back for us. But, outside of that, I thought we defended well in both games. We did a lot of good things on that end of the floor. We just couldn't get enough shots to go in either of them.
On the flip side of that, in that Sumner Fredericksburg game, which you guys won, looks like you shot over 50% in that night. What'd you like about what you saw out of your team that night that you're kind of hoping can kind of, translate to more success here down the road once we get rolling here in February?
Yeah, we were very efficient on Tuesday. We took care of the ball pretty well. We had an assist on most of our baskets. Those are always good indicators of playing well on offense. That's something that we definitely want to continue. Unfortunately, like we said, the rest of the week we couldn't really do that. But the efficiency that we had on Tuesday is where we need to be the rest of the season.
All right, I'm going to take a quick time out here in the Coach's Corner with D&H Boys Basketball Coach Alex Tagtoe. We're back at the Coach's Corner with Dyckman Hartford Boys Basketball Coach Alex Tagtoe. And looking back at last several games, Corbin McCarter and Dawson Dietrich have really stepped up with a lot of solid scoring nights leading the way for you guys. Have to imagine that's been pretty crucial to just kind of have guys you can count on to score well and just kind of have that steady presence on the team throughout this up and down season.
Yeah, both of those guys have been scoring it well for us really since Christmas break. We go all the way back to then. Dawson's done a good job around the bucket, and he draws a lot of attention in there, but still able to be productive in there, which is really great for us. We kind of put a lot on Corbin's shoulders too. He's got to get us into everything and bring the ball up the floor and still take a lot of shots for us. So, he's done a good job there. At this stage of the season, we're trying to kind of get everybody else going to come along with that. And, we've had nights where that's happened and nights where it hasn't happened. And we've kind of struggled offensively the nights where we couldn't get the other guys going. Those two guys have been really steady for us, but it's getting everybody else going and involved. That's kind of been a struggle for us.
All right, so just two games left in the regular season at Olwine and then home against Wapsie Valley team that's been in and out of the 1A rankings here this season. So what's your take on those last two games here of the regular season?
Yeah, on the road with the last road trip of the regular season here Friday. So, either our farthest road trip or close to it for us coming from Dyke. So that's always a challenge, to have the guys ready to go and long bus ride and leaving right after school and all that stuff. So we'll have to be ready to go for that. And then I think you said it with Wapsie. That's a team that's been, hovering around that top 10. They've got great size. They got a lot of experience. So it'll definitely be a challenge for us.
All right, and last thing for you here today, what are going to be the biggest X factors for this team once you get done with those last couple regular season games going into postseason play if you guys are to have success and to put together a little bit of a run?
Yeah, I think we've been able to be better on the defensive end, really, over the last few weeks. We've kind of really started to figure out that end of the floor and kind of understanding where we need to be and how that works for us to defend as a team and rebounds. That's been really great to see. And to be honest with you, we need to bring along the offense to kind of match that. You know, we've been good on the defensive floor, defensive end of the floor, you know, understanding what other teams are trying to do to us and how we can take them out of that and handle our end. But on the offensive end of the floor, we're kind of in and out of it. We have games where we're really efficient. We have games where we're not efficient. We have games where we turn over a lot. So just being consistent on the offensive floor to go along with that kind of defensive identity we've been building is the thing we got to do if we want to make a run here.
All right, so just about out of time here today, but any final thoughts you'd like to share about your team?
You know, just we've kind of talked about this all year with so much youth and so much inexperience. It's been a lot of fun to kind of see those guys grow into those new roles. You know, even our upperclassmen are all you know, guys in new roles and doing things they couldn't do at the beginning of the year. So really proud of, you know, how much progress we've made. And you know, we're excited to see where we go in the postseason, see who we get to play and just kind of see how it shakes out.
All right, that's Dyke and Hartford boys basketball coach Alex Tagto. Always a pleasure, coach, and appreciate the time here today.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right, the coach's corner will continue in just a moment.